up in a breath.
Log Talk Radio.
Yeah, I told him.
Uh-huh.
See, lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my. 4 o'clock. That's too low, Angela.
It was too loud. I only took 2 notches. Hello, Daniel?
Yes.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, Daniel. Hello, everybody.
Just me, you, and Loretta.
Everybody trying to watch football or something? Oh no.
It's just a minute after, so.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good, we have Loretta and Daniel so far.
Oh, okay.
I'll be picking up in Genesis, where Melchizedek meets Abrams in Genesis 15:12. That evening, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a vision of terrible foreboding darkness and horror. Then Jehovah told Abram, "Your descendants will be oppressed as slaves in a foreign land for 400 years, but I will punish the nation that enslaves them, and at the end they will come away with great wealth. But you will die in peace at a ripe old age. After 4 generations, they will return here to this land, for the wickedness of the Amorite nations live here now will not be ready for punishment until then." As the sun went down and it was dark, Abram saw a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch that passes between the halves of the carcasses. So that day Jehovah made this covenant with Abram. "I have given this land to your descendants from the Wadi Ashis to the Ephraim rivers, and I give to them these nations, Kenites, Kenizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaim, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites." Amen. That was the reading from Genesis 15:12 through 21. Amen.
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 We had Auntie Betty, correct?
Yes.
Righty. And we had Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
And we also had, is it the Ellens?
Yes.
Is Reverend and Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Welcome back, Mr. Allen. Okay. Okay, so good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Evening.
All right, quick.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to do a roll call. We have Daniel, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mom, Daddy Varner, Reverend Allen, and Mrs. Allen, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. So do we want to go ahead and get started?
If you want to, or excuse me, or I can do some more reading, whichever way you want to go.
I say let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Welcome, saints, to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Session. As written in Hebrews 10:21 through 24, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold unswerving to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. May please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. We apply the blood of Jesus over each of us and over the airwaves that surrounds us. We ask you to bind the spirit of fear and distraction and render it powerless and harmless, as well as any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. Lord, wash and cleanse our minds with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought with a sound and sober mind. In Jesus' holy name, to God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We have someone else join us, Ms. Williams?
Yes, this is Ms. Williams.
Okay. Ahead and jump into our agenda. This is Williams. We have Daniel and Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mom and Daddy Bonner, Reverend Allen and Mrs. Allen, Loretta and myself, Angela, on the line today. And we're going to go ahead and start with the agenda with the reading of Matthew 19:26. Loretta, would you like to lead us in that?
Sure. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God,
All things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Today's lesson is on the assurance of salvation. I just wanted to give an explanation of salvation. Salvation is the saving of the soul from sin and its consequences. It may also be called deliverance or redemption from sin and its effects. Assurance of salvation is firmly believing in the truth and promises of the gospel. It comes from looking at what Jesus Christ has done. And as stated in Hebrews 1:10, if you practice the qualities of Jesus, you will never fall. So today we have the Victorious Foundators coming to you to talk about God's perspective on what to read when you need assurance.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
with Daddy Gentle to read the Johns.
Okay, we in John, the third chapter, 14 through the 21st verse. And it reads, "And our Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that he, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because our deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed shall be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Amen.
Amen.
Now we go to the other John.
Okay.
Which is John 11th chapter and
25-26.
25-26, yes.
Amen, okay. Amen.
There we go, 25th verse. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this." Amen.
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 For that, Daddy Verner. Okay.
All right.
All right, Daniel.
Okay, I'm going to be coming out of Psalms 91:14-16. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. I shall call upon him. I shall call upon me, and I will answer him. He shall call upon me, and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Daniel, can you come to us with Acts?
Okay, I'm coming out of Acts 16:31-34. And he said, believe on the Lord, Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spoke unto him in the words of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. They took them in the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and they were baptized.
He and all his straightway. And when he had brought them unto his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced and believed in God with all his house. Amen.
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 Hey, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that. Okay, moving on along to our next agenda item, Mrs. Williams.
You
read
okay.
Michael and First John.
Okay. Beginning with Michael 8, beginning with verse 18.
Yes.
Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all of our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be true to Jacob and show mercy to Abraham, as you pledge on oath to our fathers in days long. An explanation to this, it's saying that God delights to show mercy to us, and he forgives easily. In fact, he's glad to forgive when we come to him in repentance. And it's saying today, if we confess our sins and receive his love and forgiveness, that he is so merciful and he's so just, he will forgive us and cast our sin as far as the east is from the west, and they will not be remembered or held against us anymore.
Amen.
And turning to John 5, 1 John 5. Okay, beginning with verse 9. Accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he's not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this is life in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who do not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And the explanation for this is so encouraging to us. What John is saying, that whosoever believes in God's Son have eternal life. You don't have to wonder or worry about it. He is all that you need. You do not need to wait for eternal life, because it begins the moment you believe in the Son of God. You do not need to work for it, because it is already yours. You do not need to worry about it, because you have been given eternal life by God himself. And this is a guarantee. And some people hope that they will receive eternal life, but we do not have to hope. The only thing we have to do is believe. The question is asked, if you're in doubt or wondering whether or not you have eternal life, if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, it does not matter how you feel, because sometimes we do not feel it. Sometimes we do not feel saved. But the question we ask is, have I honestly committed my life to him as my Savior and Lord? And if we can answer this question, we know that we are saved by faith and not of any works. And we can always know, praise you, Lord Jesus, that we are the child of the living God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. I would like to do is just do a summary of what we talked about from God's perspectives on what to read when you need assurance of salvation. When Daddy Vernon talked about John 3:14-21 and John 11:25-26, basically this verse, these verses in the Bible are the cornerstone of salvation. And the cornerstone of salvation is that God loved us enough to give us his beloved Son so that we would love him completely, allowing Jesus to transform, guide, and empower us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
And coming from Micah, we talk about, it basically reminds us to have faith for what we see. Can't read all right. What we see with our eyes is not the end of the story. Michael encourages us not to lose confidence in God's ability to avenge the enemy, and reassures his people. First John, in summary, God calls us to hate the world, choose to be different, stand out, don't try to fit into the world, for the world and its desires pass away. But the man who does obey the will of God lives forever. And in Psalms, what awesome promises for those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High. In Acts, truth and consequences is the choices set before those who dare to believe.
Amen. I believe.
Thank
I believe.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I do believe.
Amen.
Do believe.
Amen.
Just that simple.
Amen.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a moment. We're going to go to our next item in the agenda, the sick and shut-in. Amen. Before I say the prayer, I really would like to take a moment of silence for Charles Zeke. We actually lost Charles this week. He was on our list, and we just want to take a moment of silence for Charles. Okay. If you all bow your heads. Our Father, we come to you in humble faith and in prayer. We lay before you every burden and care for all our friends and family. Uncle Champ, Antonio Nellums, Beryl Nellums, Malachi and Dodd, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vasti, Michael Moody, Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Karen Favors, Ms. Waters and family, Lenny and family, the Zeke family, Jeanette Williams, Pamela Haynes, Tanya Laidler, Georgian Rayo, and mother, Jermaine Darson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, and Eddie Gidmus, and Maxine. And for any of our loved ones that are not listed today, we do want to keep them in prayer as well. Save us and strengthen us each and every day. Be our protection from the assaults and attacks from the enemy and from sin. When our spirit grows weary, Let your word and spirit revive us again. Guide us, O Lord, and keep us from all sins and wrong thinking. We trust the Lord to bring us through every danger and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray, and God be the glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The next item on the agenda is the birthday greeting. Let's talk about birthdays. Do you have this week, the 28th?
8th through 3rd? November 3rd.
My granddaughter.
I'm sorry?
My granddaughter, Janet Rodriguez. Janet.
Janet Rodriguez. And what day?
Oh, my goodness, the 27th, and it's been. That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Okay. And I know we got one of our members, Auntie Betty, and your birthday coming up this week?
Yes, darling. Yes.
All right. November
1st. Thursday.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome. That's all that I have on my list. Are there any other birthdays for this coming week? Mother, would you like to sing the birthday song to Auntie Betty and Janet Rodriguez?
Okay, I'll try.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I could think of the name right there. That
all right.
All right. Thank you for coming. Again, happy birthday, Aunt Betty.
Thank you, sweetie. Happy birthday, Aunt Betty.
Thank you. To all of you.
Yes, yes.
Now we come to the agenda item around praises and testimonies. Excuse me. This is the chance. If you want to sing a song, you want to say a poem, and you want to just give us some testimonies for the day, you're welcome to do that. But what I'm going to do is just go around table to all the attendants on the call. I'm going to start off with Auntie Carrie.
Hey.
Okay. Daniel. Daniel. I have a
phone view.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, I want to sing a couple of verses.
Right.
Dry Jesus.
Amen.
Dry Jesus, he's all right. Dry Jesus, oh, he's all right. Dry Jesus, he's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right, he'll be your savior. Oh, he's all right, he'll be your savior. Yes, he's all right, he'll be your savior. Oh, he's all right, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus, oh. He's all right, try Jesus, oh, he's all right, try Jesus, he's all right, I done tried him, and he's all right. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
He's all right.
He is all right. He is all right.
And amen. Okay. Okay. Reverend Allen, thanks again, Auntie Betty. Reverend Allen?
Yes.
Would you like to say anything this evening?
No. I'm just glad to listen to everyone else.
Okay.
I can
script you. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, 14th chapter. When Peter had denied him and Judas had betrayed him, and Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am, that you be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not where thou goest, and then how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No man come unto the Father but by me." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I like it when you have a lot to say. That was awesome. Okay. Daddy Varner, would you like to say anything this evening?
I'd like to read a few words from the Daily Praise from the Lead, from the Bible.
Amen.
And the wicked lawyer made his case, then sat down, feeling very pleased with himself. Then the farmer began. The defense pitched upon every argument he made and humiliated him before judge and jury. The jury pulled him aside and told him to put and more time next time. And the opposing lawyer did laugh and thanked him for making his job so easy. With tail tucked between his legs, the young lawyer beat a hasty retreat. There will be days when things don't just go wrong. They self-destruct totally. When we feel we have gone as low as we possibly can, something else comes along to drive us deeper still. From those depths, there is only one place to turn: God. He has seen all. He knows how you feel. And he patiently waits to take you into his arms to comfort and soothe you. When we feel pushed beyond our ability to cope, it is good to know that God is there. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy Varner.
Yes, ma'am.
And on around to Daniel. Are you there? I will take it that Daniel has muted us. Daniel?
He said he has his Sunday dinner at this time also, so he tried to bounce himself around between the two. So. Yeah, they have family over for dinner, and so he tried to entertain them as well as be on the prayer line.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Angela. Did you call me up for next?
Yes, I did. Would you like to say something this evening?
I would like to share a poem.
Okay, great.
Hello.
And it is called Dear God. Dear God, so far today I have done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy. I haven't been grumpy. I haven't been nasty or selfish. And I am very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of this bed, and from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen?
Amen. 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 Wow.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Amen.
I like that one.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and squeeze in my portion here. Coming out of Matthew 1, born to save his people. What made Jesus great? Was it his family line that he came from, the lineage of King David and Solomon? Was it that he was born of a virgin? Was it all the miracles he performed? The feeding of the 5,000, walking on the water? Was it that a woman was healed by touching the hem of his garment? While these are significant and marvelous facets of who Jesus was and what he did for others, I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves.
Amen.
The angel said he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came not only to deliver us from a series of wrongful actions, but to transfuse us with his godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in new attitudes and values, new ways of walking, and new ways of talking. The birth of Jesus symbolizes that all who follow him will also be born into new, abundant life, created within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life-saving Lord within Mary. Our great and loving Savior came to transform our spirits so that we are no longer slaves to our desires and sins. Born into new life in Christ, we no longer say, "The devil made me do it." Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his ways, which are life and light to us. Through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure, innocent blood, we find forgiveness for our sins and the power to live in liberating and God-glorifying ways. And I just want to sing a little short verse that goes along with saying yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely yes, my soul says yes. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I love you. I really do. My soul loves you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord, my soul says yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Practice went better than that.
for you, and you're still with the Holy Spirit.
To me. Bless my soul. Wow. Yes, Lord.
All righty. Moving around to Mom.
Yes, I want to read Loving Presence. Oh,
can you speak up a little?
Okay. Oh, Karen, loving presence, abide with me, I pray. Be with me through the loving night and through each trying day. Comfort me and guide me. Help me feel you near. Keep my love one and my dreams safely in your care. When I'm feeling fearful, dear Lord, please take my hand. If I question, why, Lord, help me to understand. Help me to reflect your love in all I say and do. So every light that touches mine will feel your presence too. Be with me, Lord, and hold me in all the day to come. Your loving presence beacon me to wonder yet unknown. Amen.
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 Lord.
Hey, thank you for that, Mother. Williams, would you like to say something tonight?
Okay, first of all, I'd just like to give a praise report. My son-in-law and my daughter and son, they arrived in Georgia safely, and my son-in-law is recuperating from the surgery that he had last Sunday.
Amen.
And God is really blessing, and just thanks so much for your prayers. Okay, I have this, it's really a song, but I can't sing it. I'm going to read it as a poem. It says, arise, my soul, arise. Arise, my soul, arise. Shake off your guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surety stands. My name is written on his hand. He ever lives above for me to intercede. His all-redeeming love, his precious blood to bleed. His blood atones for every race and sprinkle now the throne of grace. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers. They strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh, forgive that cry. Now let that ransomed sinner die. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful. Okay. Mrs. Allen, would you like to say anything this evening?
Me bye.
Did you ask?
As.
Okay. My air conditioning came up. I can't hear.
Exactly.
All right. Daniel, did you want to say anything more tonight?
No, I'm just going to pass and finish listening.
Okay. All righty. I don't think I missed anyone. If I did anyone else have anything else they would like to say? Okay. All righty. Daddy Burner.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, I'm sorry. We need to do the serenity prayer.
We need to give out parts first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we saying?
Hold on. I'm gonna give it over to Loretta to do her session for next week.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. The Be Encouraged group will present God Promise on Disappointed, and I have Reverend Allen. I have you doing Psalms 22:4-5. Amen.
2:4-5. Reverend Allen.
Amen.
That's November.
Yes, November 4th.
Psalms
22, 4 and 5.
Okay.
I have Miss Allen. I have you down for Mark 9:21-24.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Betty, I have you down for Matthew 19:25-26.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's going to take us right into our opening. Okay, and then Auntie Carrie, I have you down for Ephesians 3:20.
That's fine.
Okay, and Mom, I have you down for Matthew 19:26, which would be the opening right before the opening prayer. And I also have you down for the closing prayer, which would be Psalms 23. Amen?
Amen.
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 That concludes that, Angela.
Down for me. The reason of Matthew 19:26, okay.
Well, let us
and
John.
The other two I have signed to Hubert and Brian, and they're not here tonight, so I have to contact them separately.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Just as
FYI, amen.
I won't be there next week.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't be there next week. Is that what you said?
Right.
Okay.
Right, let's go with the Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
Grant me. Start over.
Start over.
Are we ready?
Ready, ready. Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me.
Is the renter to accept the thing?
Oh, Daddy Vernon, I think she wants you to do the closing. She's going to do the serenity.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
I'm going to see you
again. Yeah, we're going to let you lead this program one day.
I'm going to volunteer.
Bye.
Okay, well, let's start off with the serenity prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
Serenity to accept.
Serenity to accept.
Things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom. To know the difference.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
All right. If there isn't anything else, we're going to go ahead to Daddy Vernon to close us out with the Matthew 6:9.
Amen. Amen. Bow your head.
And amen.
Matthew 6:9. Our Father. Wait a minute. My wife had me looking up some.
Put it on the woman all the time. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Now we're right. We've got Matthew 6:9.
Amen.
After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that thy kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we all say,
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Lord, give him the glory.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. That concludes our call for this evening. Anna and Ellen's family would like to thank everyone. Time to participate in our listen. We don't take your attendance lightly, because without you, this is not possible to spread the words of faith. God has said, be holy, for I am holy. Your journey to fulfill his call begins with two words you should never regret. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hey, everybody have a blessed week. I love you. Good night.
Love you all, too. Everybody be blessed.
Good night.
In Jesus' name. Good night.
Hey, blessed week.
And bye.
The Nellens family would like to thank everyone for taking the time to participate and listening to our words of faith and love for Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and good night.